As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, February the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and a very special welcome to our new affiliate, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast for your convenience, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. The contact information is posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold remains under fire as money masters seek flexible currencies. That'll be in the news today. The G7 finance ministers, raw deal for raw seal. They meet in the Arctic. Didn't look too good up there. Reviewing the fundamentals of Become Vocal Local. A lot more news and so much more. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go into that report. Market report for Monday, February the 8th. 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold again down $1.60, trading at $1,063.40 an ounce. Silver loses 18 more cents, now trading below 15 at $14.97 an ounce. Platinum off $7 at $1,474 a troy ounce. Palladium up $1. At $401 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,060.80 for a low, $1,074.60 for a high. At $1,063.40, your gold is up $151.90 year to year for a 16.67% return on your investment in that precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,070 even, and you can see we're trading $7 below that now. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 10 at 10,012. The NASDAQ was up 16 at 2141, and the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1066. Crude oil this morning up 16 cents a barrel for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as it is in Oklahoma at $71.35 a barrel. And the March-June futures on the USDX are trading at 80.29, up 0.07 or 7 basis points. Stay with us. Much more to come. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors.
TeamSpeak.com. WCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use, sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, February the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We become Vocal Local live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And my name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And for the benefit of all of our affiliates and micros that may have been away at their top of the hour break, I just want to throw out a real big shout out this morning to our new affiliate AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for picking up this broadcast and bringing this message to your own local listening audiences. So much appreciated by me, and I'm sure by them as well. Back to our market report and closing it out for Monday, Moon Day, if you will, February the 8th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we found gold trading down $1.60 at $1,063.40. Silver off 18 at $14.97 U.S. And platinum off $7 at $1,474 flat and even. Palladium was down up a buck at $401 an ounce. Again, the Dow Jones closed up 10 on Friday, closing out at 10,012. The NASDAQ was up 16 at 2141, and the S&P was up 3 at 1066. The crude oil again this morning up 16 cents a barrel for $71.35 for a barrel of 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index seems to be driving the whole thing. For those of you that may be new listeners this morning, you would want to visit on the Internet if you have that connection. The ICE, www.theice.com. That is the website for the U.S. dollar index and chocolate and other things that are going to be in the news this morning. Anyway, the USDX moves up 7 basis points, now trading about 80.29. This is a futures contract, March, June probably, the futures contract for the U.S. dollar index. It's speculation. It's funny money. It's digital wealth. But it does impact the foreign exchange rates, and let's go through those now. The Canadian dollar moves up 18 basis points, trades at 94 cents against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso off 25 basis points, yet stays at 8 cents U.S. You'll watch that number. It hasn't changed for over a year that I'm aware of. The euro dropping 10 basis points, trades at $1.37 U.S. The British pound down 44 basis points at $1.56. That euro is going to come up in the news as well today. And the Swiss franc this morning down or up 10 basis points at 93 cents U.S. We've seen that as high as parity with the U.S. dollar in the very near past. The SPDR Gold Trust, we always draw your attention to that. This is the no-spin zone when it comes to market reports. The SPDR Gold shares today, this morning, holding 1,106.38 tons of gold, ostensibly, in their storehouses. Of course, they buy and sell those gold shares just like people buy and sell the U.S. dollar index. If you want to find out more about how those trades are made, you can visit either of the websites, theice.com for the USDX and other products, and the SPDR Gold Shares website. You can just type that right into your browser. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond, the yield on the two-year bond, the treasuries, U.S. treasuries indebted, bonded indebtedness, down even lower than it has been recently, now running at 0.78%. Well below the 1% mark, and the 10-year yield is at 3.59, and the 30-year this morning is at 4.53. In the mortgage markets, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.73 a month ago, now running or trading at 4.47%, and the 30-year moves down from 5.29% a month ago, now at 5.04%. So we're getting very close to a steady 5% interest rate on your fixed mortgages. Well, there's a lot of information in the news today. Certainly we could go all over the place. But as we said, the G7 finance ministers pretty much gave a raw deal to raw seal when they met in Iqaluit. Now, many of you will recall that in the big G20 meeting, the G20 ostensibly has been given preeminence over the G7. These are this group of 7 finance ministers, the group of 20 finance ministers. We're talking about lists that are easily browsable on the Internet. If you want to find out each of the countries that are in those groups, certainly you can do that. But the G7 is basically the big cats, if you will, the big cats on the walk. The G20 brings in some of the developing countries into the mix, but the G7, you could think of it as the board of directors, if you will, of the global financial elite. But this G7, when they were ousted, not really ousted, but probably preeminent, put in the background by the G20, then they follow a very standard process that happens in corporations and corporate structures where the shareholders clamoring for more attention and wanting to have a bigger piece of the pie and a little bit more direction clamor, make a lot of noise. And the old farts, the guys with the cigars and the cognac, say, okay, you want a bigger piece of the action, no problem. And so they create a larger board of directors and bring in more people to sit at the table. Then all of the NGOs and the smaller players, they all feel as though they've, you know, have a voice in the matter. While at the same time, the G7 or the principals start to have their meetings in secret. And so we see that much the same happening here, where the G7 go up to Canada, up to the Arctic, almost to the Arctic Circle, and they go up to Iqaluit and have their G7 meeting. This is a little bit of news off Yahoo this morning, Sunday, February the 7th, yesterday's news. The meeting of finance ministers from the world's leading economies ended in a quiet Saturday, but there was no indication whether the group of seven leaders had bridged the gaps that separated them. As if there was any gaps that really separate them. But the meeting, chaired by Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty, addressed ways of ensuring that in the future the international banking system, put two M's and an E on that one, could avoid the kinds of problems that led to the continuing global recession. Well, you know, that's nonsense, but it makes for good writing, doesn't it? Here's a quote: "We made progress on financial sector reform." What is this idea of financial sector? You have all these various sectors in the new global system, all these various sectors. Well, the financial sector, the international financial community, is one of these sectors. But we made progress on financial sector reform, close quote, and there was agreement on principles, but putting the mechanisms in place is another matter, he told CBC News. And that's always the case. You can always build a platform, but putting the mechanisms to keep Humpty Dumpty's little eggshell together is the big challenge, as we have snow falling once again here in southwest Missouri. The process of preventing banking failures will continue at the G20 meeting in June, he said, so put that one on your calendar. We'll have another G20 meeting coming up in June. And that's one of the other problems that we face in this globalized system, is that you never know when or where these meetings will be held, and certainly your voice is not going to be heard. You won't receive an invitation, and you won't have a vote either. Well, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side of these words from our sponsors and continue in 3 minutes. Stick with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And for much of our audience who paid attention during the recent world, the 40th World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, you realize and understand that the process of banking failure continued not only throughout all of that forum, but also it's still on the table at the G7. It's going to be on the G20 table when they meet again in June. But the member countries here, back to this article off Yahoo, they talk about having taken divergent approaches, that some had previously rejected ideas advanced by others. So there's not exactly what you could consider consensus in the global financial community yet. Stepping back and understanding that, as Alan Watts says, when we look at this kind of news, we have to understand that there is a good reason, and this is what's being presented here, and then there's the real reason, and that's the one that it takes people with their boots on the ground and their face in the audience to be able to discern. Of course, I wasn't in Iqaluit, so we just have to depend upon what has come out. This is the the information, the infotainment that has been released for public consumption. And so we'll consume it this morning and look at it and make of it what you will. But Flaherty, again, has said the Canadian banking system, he calls it the robust Canadian banking system. That seems to be something that you have to include in your technical writing these days in order to qualify to be newsworthy. So we'll just go ahead and say it the way he said it, that the robust Canadian banking system does not need the fixes proposed by other countries. But again, let's step out of this and look at the global picture and understand that the old Sachs-Cotha-Goldberg, the Priory of Zion, the black nobility of Europe are holding the strings, and all of their little banking puppets just dance and jerk around. You know, they got strings on their fingers and hooks in their jaws, and we don't really get the full meal deal here. But they come together and they argue. And certainly, much needs to be understood about the way that the Canadians have approached banking in this past decade, much different than the way we've approached it here in the United States. And here's a quote by Flaherty, quote, "Canadians did not have to put taxpayers' money into our financial institutions. We did not have to bail them out," Flaherty said, January the 27th, quote, "It's a rather different situation in other jurisdictions like the U.S. He's not calling this a sovereign country. He's not calling it another nation. He's not calling it anything other than a jurisdiction. Well, it's in this big global regional basket. And so they consider each other's jurisdictions. But continuing, Britain has taxed bankers' bonuses as a way to curb excess risk-taking. And, of course, you've listened to the news, read the articles on the web, you know that basically drove some of the bankers out of their offices and onto jet planes, and they're looking for other places to reside. Weren't exactly happy about that. The U.S. government, corporate structure, has proposed a ban on banks trading for their own account using their own assets as one way of reducing risk. But of course, if a bank is using its own accounts and using its own assets, so what business is it of the United States government how the bank conducts its business? However, the G7 meeting, which also included ministers from France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, so there's some of your players, along with the United States and Canada, that would give you, what, six of them, did reach agreement on some non-contentious issues, such as the need to order toilet paper and paper clips, such as the need to continue stimulus spending. They're going to continue to stimulate. That's for certain. We certainly decided to stay the course Flaherty said. So they don't expect this rampant creation of more digits, I guess you'd have to say. Continually lending, spending, and what did they call it? Giving? I don't know. Lending, spending, and doing something. Quantitative easing was another phrase that we heard. Green shoots, you know, the whole drill. Don't expect that to end anytime soon. They're still in trouble, and they're throwing money at the problem, just following the faulty Keynesian school of economics, where they actually believe that they can spend their way to prosperity. But continuing, this two-day meeting and formal fireside chats between the ministers began on Friday, and it was the first G7 meeting to be held in Iqaluit. I would imagine it'll be the last G7 meeting to be held in Iqaluit, if the rest of this article reveals anything for us. A summit ending community feast with raw seal, among other dishes, was boycotted by the ministers and central bankers of France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom. Yeah, I could imagine. That probably didn't go over nearly as well as caviar would have. Can you imagine? Now, folks, if you've never been around raw seal and if you've never been around the Arctic, you don't quite understand what's going down. I did spend part of 1 year of my high school education in Nome, Alaska, in a very small, I believe it was a two-room school, and there were only two or three of us white people in there, children of the merchants and the other airline pilots working in that area. And mostly it was just all Eskimos. And I can tell you that if you've never been around the pungent odor of seal and seal mucklucks and seal parkas, seal skin fur parkas and dried salmon and muktuk and all of that out of coming out of the lunch bags, well, you just haven't lived. But these guys now have experienced that, and they weren't very interested in it. They weren't very interested in it at all. When a reporter asked, let's see if I've got it right. When a reporter asked the four finance ministers if their stay in Iqaluit had taught them a lesson about the importance of seal in the Canadian North, they exchanged glances, lowered their heads, but said nothing. There was a general boycott, by the way, of this feast. Let me say it again. A summit-ending feast, and a summit-ending it was, a summit-ending community feast with raw seal, among other dishes, was boycotted by the ministers and central bankers of France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom. So they were not very kind to their hosts. Finally, their host, Flaherty, came to the rescue by pointing out the European Union makes an exception with respect to the indigenous Inuit people. And that's an important one there as well, because whenever and wherever you see this word indigenous and indigenous people, of course, you're invoking Agenda 21 once again. That wonderful master plan that came out of Rio de Janeiro in 1992, signed off by Maurice Strong, the Secretary General of that meeting, and, of course, Jorge Bush's daddy, George Herbert Walker Bush, and then implemented by William Jefferson. The bodies are in MENA. Clinton. The European Union, quote, makes a specific example with respect to the Inuit people, for who thousands of years have relied on the seal as part of their survival, he said. Quote, that is the view of the European Union, and it is certainly our view in Canada. Well, there you go. That's that story. But there's more to it. This article off of Bloomberg last, I believe, Friday, February the 6th. Major economies with inflexible currencies must consider strengthening them if the global economy is to be weaned off its dependence on U.S. spending and Asian savings, according to a report prepared for a meeting of finance chiefs from the Group of Seven. So they had their report in hand before they began their meeting. But what they're looking at is they're trying to undermine, if you will, economies, major economies, with inflexible currencies. You know, it's like the Federal Reserve note. If they were printed on sheets of rubber, elastic rubber, they would more closely reflect the value of the dollar. It just kind of stretches any way that you want to. If a country has a very solid and stable currency, they're considered retarded, perhaps, or just simply redundant. We'll be back right on the other side of this message. Just stay tuned. Much more.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And coming back from the break, we find gold continuing to decline in the on the Kitco website this morning. And we'll watch that as it continues to progress through the day. Certainly gold is under fire. It's one of those inflexible things that people in the financial community just can't quite stomach. Here's a quote again out of our article from Bloomberg. Countries with inflexible nominal exchange rates must permit a greater flexibility in real exchange rates, either through higher inflation or a nominal appreciation of their currency, close quote. The document, again, drawn up by Canada's finance ministry and obtained by Bloomberg News, said countries with inflexible nominal exchange rates, we report the foreign exchange, the exchange rates every morning here as part of our regular market report. Of course, little Timmy Geithner has his basket of currencies that he tries to deal with, and as a result of no real interest of our own, I've put together a little basket of currencies here, the North American Security and Prosperity Agreement's basket of currencies, which include the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the euro, the British pound, and the Swiss franc. So we keep track of that, too. But what's under fire here is countries with inflexible nominal exchange rates which must permit greater flexibility, and an opportunity or a window through higher inflation or a nominal appreciation of their currency. So that's involved in that. Going down a bit further here, they talk about while global imbalances were not the primary cause of the financial crisis, you know that. That's exactly true. It was the derivatives bubble that melted this thing down, and there's lots of people that profited handsomely from it. They're profiting still through bailouts and other things, but no, we'll go around with the United Nations and the United States as the enforcers and whip the daylights out of all of the other countries. Again, for global growth to be sustainable, it must be balanced. And what's this word, sustainable, for those of you that have just tuned in over the past months and certainly been on the air? I think it came on first in July of 2008. Again, coming back to the air after several years off the air, but beginning in July of 2008, we started talking about becoming vocal local, how very important it is for us to energize within the established two-party political system and to basically meet the change agents at the edge as they take power to the edge, as they advance the new localism, which is part of the fulfillment of the new global feudalism that was predicted and spoken of by F.A. Hayek in his Road to Serfdom years ago. But when we talk about sustainable, this is the mantra that comes out of Agenda 21, 1992. Of course, it was on the table well before that. But in 1992, after the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, they ramped up this idea of sustainable development. And so we talk about it, and you've heard about it, and we hear about it every day. Your children come home from school with their little school books and notebooks or whatever they do bring home from school these days. I have no idea. I have no children. But I'm sure they're getting a full meal deal every day about sustainable development as well. As they say, it's the wave of the future, my man. And so we look at that. But if you were to reduce down this word, sustainable development, this concept, this mental construct, to just one simple word, it would be the word demand. In my opinion, research says it is the word demand. We have got to continue to build demand to sustain economic and environmental development globally. This is not to make Mother Earth more happy or content, as they claim. No. This is to continue to shore up, to prop up, or to sustain, to use the word properly, an economic model that otherwise would fall of its own weight. And so we look at this word demand, and demand becomes the whole study in economy. So you go back to the very beginning and can look at my archives, some of which are on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Certainly started out with the Republic Broadcasting Network, then added in the Revolution Broadcasting, and then added in Oracle Broadcasting and dropped Republic. But we've just kind of been moving along here. But there is a long string of archives available both at the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage and at the RevolutionBroadcasting.com webpage, where you can go back and pick up individual studies that we've made here on this broadcast in the past and fill in all the blanks so that I don't have to sound like an accordion just endlessly repeating the same two or three chords on a regular basis. But this concept of sustainable then comes into this G7 discussion, and it also says here in another part of the article, freedom to choose. Although, and this is right out of the article, although nations are entitled to set their own currency policies, the, quote, freedom to choose their exchange rate arrangements carries an obligation not to manipulate exchanges so as to gain a competitive advantage, close quote, the document said. So what are they talking about there? Well, they do talk about the same kind of, use the same kind of language when they're addressing things like the illegal alien invasion of the United States and all the rest of the countries in Western Europe, all the developed countries. As we move from south to north and as we brown down the white populations, all by design, by the way, and you can find out more about that by going to the United Nations website itself and looking up the International Migration and Development Agenda. another broadcast, and in the future we'll discuss that as well. But in that particular set of that colloquy or the compendium of various United Nations documents, they speak of where do nations have the right to choose their own immigration policies. But just like here on financial policies or currency policies, it's always a yeah, but. Yeah, but. Yeah, they have that, but. All right, that's their right, that's their freedom. They have the entitlement, it's a privilege, but. Yeah, but. It's like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It all rights, rights. You Americans are going to know very soon what it's like not to have rights any longer, but that very last clause, that very last statement in the Declaration of Human Rights, what the United Nations has given so lovingly away, with one hand it then withdraws with the other. Don't dare come up against the United Nations beast system. Governments and central banks want to avoid a repeat of the last expansion when U.S. consumers relied on borrowing from abroad to finance their purchases, contributing to an export boom from Asia. As China and other Asian nations accumulated dollars from trade surpluses, they bought U.S. Treasury debt and depressed global yields. Lower borrowing costs helped stoke the U.S. housing and credit booms that turned to a bust in 2007. Well, there is so much more to that article. We'll let it go right there, but just know that there's a lot going down. We're going to talk a minute now about the health system, the health care system. This, again, an article off of Bloomberg. Alex Nussbaum, or Nussbaum, and Meg Tyrrell. Got to love these names. I can see some passports, please. Overhaul's failure will ignite U.S. health industry mergers. Overhaul's failure will ignite U.S. health industry mergers. M&A, this is big stuff. It's not the same as M&M. We'll talk about chocolate in a moment. But M&A, mergers and acquisitions, you can go back and visit with BlackRock and Blackstone and some of these other big corporations out there. Peter G. Peterson's new foundation headed up by David M. Walker. IOU USA, a new video out posted on the Daily Paul. Do inquire very carefully about who Mr. David M. Walker is and who Peter G. Peterson is before you fall in love with that. Looks about as much as the whitewash we saw out of the Tea Party Nation and Sarah Palin fans. I mean, we're talking about dog mushing in the beginning here, taking dog sled rides in the Iqaluit. Well, Sarah Palin has the same heritage in her background. Continuing off this article, New News, Bloomberg, February the 8th, insurers, drug makers, and hospitals will likely slash costs and merge companies to maneuver through a U.S. healthcare landscape marked by rising medical expenses and the loss of millions of potential paying customers. That's right. Mergers and acquisitions, slashing costs, merging companies, maneuvering through a U.S. healthcare landscape marked by rising medical expenses and the loss of millions of potential paying customers. You thought this was health care? Think again. With Congress sweeping overhaul of the health system stalled, industry will seek its own answers to a push by government and the private sector to rein in costs. So this article is interesting, my friends. Very lengthy, far longer than we can cover today. Do check it out. It's up on Bloomberg.com. There's a lot to it. But continuing dropping down a little bit here, they talk about some solutions. We love to talk about solutions. Well, here's one of theirs. One solution to this mess. I'll have to pick up their solution on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, visiting with this article, reviewing this article off of the Bloomberg.com website, talking about overhauling the healthcare system again. And we need to understand that this is a financial issue. This is a corporate issue. It has precious little to do with your health, your well-being. It has really nothing to do with that. And yet, that's the way it's being presented at the town hall meetings. And other places. Here we go. One solution will be an increased consolidation with companies led by WellPoint Inc., the biggest U.S. insurer, insurer by enrollment, and by Community Health Systems Inc., the largest publicly traded hospital chain. Probably haven't thought of it like that before, have you? Not quite like Walmart or Target, but it's a hospital chain. Of course, for those of you that listen to the broadcast on a regular basis, and for the new listeners, you can always go back to the OracleBroadcasting.com home page where this broadcast emanates and visit my Become Vocal Local show page, show archives page, and look down through the list. Just scroll down through the list, and I believe it was Thursday last, I shared with the audience an experience here locally as I become vocal local in regards to my recent property tax assessment. That levy against my private property. Well, private, I suppose, at least figuratively. But we discovered that the when I was making my inquiry as to the hospital districts and the ambulance districts that nobody knows. Nobody knows. That's always the answer, isn't it? Overworked, underpaid, understaffed. That's the common complaint in government. Nobody knows just what is a hospital district, just what is an ambulance district, though they do assess the property for that and collect the taxes for that, and the treasurer does make a payout. None of them could really answer my questions. I'm still trying to find the answers to that. But again, one solution will be increased consolidation with companies led by WellPoint, Inc., the biggest U.S. insurer by enrollment, and Community Health Systems, Inc., the largest publicly traded hospital chain. And so right where you are, whether you're in Minnesota or New York or Texas or any place out there across the, as they say, the fruited plains, listening to this broadcast this morning or on the archive replays, you too can check your tax statements and see whether or not you reside or dwell within or domicile within one of these hospital districts and ambulance districts. Are we, in fact, underwriting private corporations with taxes? I think so. I'm going to find out a little bit more about it. But again, the healthcare market certainly seems to favor bigger, innovative, scalable companies, said Keckley. Paul Keckley, that is, of the Deloitte Center for Health Solutions. Executive director of the Washington-based center in a phone interview, drug makers facing the loss of patent protection on top-selling medicines, quote, were looking at decelerating revenues with or without reform, he said. And then it goes on, talks about Brown's victory depriving the congressional Democrats of their 60-seat filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, blah, blah, blah. The drop is partly the result of uncertainty and less Funtleiter, a Miller Tabak and Company healthcare analyst in New York. Democrats had talked of passing stripped-down legislation that would ban insurers from denying coverage to people based on their health while dropping a mandate in the current bills that more Americans buy their products. And this is one of those state-sponsored monopolies where the state gets involved and through the force of government, they force you to buy products from private companies. Doesn't seem quite democratic, does it, in this constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government that we were supposed to have? Well, that's enough of that one. One more, and I'd like to break this broadcast now a little bit more strongly at the top of the hour, as some of our affiliates carry both hours, some only carry one. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. But this article, rather interesting, gets right down to the time when people are thinking about Lupercalia or the Chinese New Year or, in America, Valentine's Day. And this has to do with that one thing, you know, as they say, candy's dandy, but liquor's quicker. Well, this is all about cocoa. Cocoa, peaking, means Kraft wins Cadbury on margin gain. This is an update off of Bloomberg. Again, we reported on that, you know, Warren Buffett and the boys and all those guys, Kraft and all them, competing over Cadbury, picking and fighting with Nestle and Hershey's, back and forth. Everybody's trying to buy this candy thing, Cadbury. But here's the article. The longest cocoa rally in three decades is ending as growers boost output, widening profit margins for chocolate makers who've already shrunk the size of candy bars and substituted cheaper ingredients to save money. Well, I don't know about you, my friends, but I'm concerned about the substitution of cheaper ingredients. Tried to buy Parmesan cheese the other day, was unable to, had to resort to getting Parmesan grated, pre-grated in a box, only to discover that it had, I think, wood fibers in it, and some kind of a filler in there to prevent caking. I don't know what it could have been. Well, could have been anything. Oak shavings, pine trees, who knows what was in there. But I'd rather just have the cheese myself, wouldn't you? European stockpiles are five times the 60-month average after bean prices rose 23% last year. Top producers, Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Indonesia. I wonder if Barry's got any chocolate futures in his future. Indonesia may grow 6.6% more in 12 months. That started in October. Barry Kalibout, can we see this guy's birth certificate? The biggest bulk chocolate maker said the global economic slowdown means it'll take until 2012 for unit sales to grow 2% or more. The average unit last year's 2.6% drop. Well, here's a quote, rather interesting, quote, demand is lousy, said Hans Werner Lemke, the managing director for Hamburg Cocoa and Commodity Office GmbH, a supplier in its namesake German city, Hamburg. Quote, warehouses in Europe are full of cocoa butter. Consumption this year will be worse than 2009. You see, it doesn't really matter where you look. This recession, depression, hyperinflation, whatever you want to call it, cuts across all marketplaces. Everyone is tightening up their belt. As I like to say, mine is so tight now that I can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but everyone's tightening up their belt. And basically, choices are being made between those things that you need and those things that you do not need. And in a recession like this, the things that you need are going to go up higher and higher and higher in prices, while those things you do not need will go down lower and lower and lower. And apparently, according to Hans Werner Lemke, demand for chocolate is lousy. Cheaper cocoa will shore up the margins in the $80 billion chocolate market and may bolster returns from Kraft Foods, Inc. Kraft Foods back in the news again here. Their $19 billion takeover of Cadbury PLC. A 25% drop would boost operating profits at Kilchberg, whatever that is, Switzerland-based Lindt and Sprungdilly, said Claudia Lenz. Mars, Inc., based in McLean, Virginia, reduced the size of a Snickers bar in Australia by 12% last year to 53 grams from 60 grams without changing the price. Yeah, how clever they are. Maybe you've noticed it as well. I certainly have. Bought a carton of saltine crackers the other day and noticed how many extra inches of wrapping paper was at the end of my stack of crackers in each of those four stacks, but the crackers seem, somebody seems to have gotten in there and taken about a quarter of the crackers out. Same thing happened in the graham cracker box. They used the 1 pound boxes, but they put in fewer crackers. Anyway, you'll find that in the Mars bars as well. Well, there's a lot more in that, of course. We'll jump over here and look at this. Weak dollar illusory as correlated trade shows gains. Bloomberg News, new news. For all the concern over the $1.6 trillion U.S. budget deficit and record debt load, the dollar is as valuable now as 35 years ago. This article by a Ben Levinson. Ben, I'd have to say, is a revisionist, a historical revisionist. Perhaps if he was related to Pinocchio, Geppetto would have to call out the woodcutters and lop a few inches of cordwood off the end of his proboscis. Well, that's it for the first hour, folks. We will be back in a couple of minutes for hour number two. I hope you'll stay with us, and until then, hang on.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And my name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. In the first hour, we covered a variety of financial and economic news from all around the world, talked about chocolate, of all things, and raw seal, and so on. And in this hour, we're going to go into something that's just a little bit different. But before we go there, I will continue just a bit further with this one rather interesting article off of Bloomberg in regards to the weak dollar. Again, this is an article by a Ben Levinson. Oh, my. Anyway, this is what he's written. For all the concern over the $1.6 trillion U.S. budget deficit and record debt load, the dollar is as valuable now as 35 years ago. How could anyone make that statement in good faith? Measured against a basket of currencies from the group of 10 nations, proportioned by how they trade against each other, they're all inside of the funny money fiat system of the international bankster gangsters, but how they trade against each other, the greenback, that's how they've started to use that word lately, the greenback. The greenback is up 3% since 1975. The only thing that's green anymore on our currency is the back. The front looks like a Canadian dollar to me, maybe something from Europe. Multicolored, multicultural, and, well, multipurpose. The greenback is up about 3% since 1975. Funny. It's a couple of years after was a tricky dip, took us off the gold standard, wasn't it? I think he closed that gold window in about 1971. According to Bloomberg's correlation weighted currency indexes, that was 4 years after the Bretton Woods Agreement set up in 1944 to link currencies to the price of gold collapsed. So Bretton Woods collapsed in 1971 when they took the gold away. And ever since then, we've been trading in these Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s futures contracts for these various pieces of paper and digits on the computer screen. Continuing, the UK pound has dropped 34%, the Canadian dollar has fallen 6%, the US dollar gained 6% since November after losing 12% in the first 11 months of 2009 as measured by a Bloomberg index. Well, there's a lot more to go in here. But to quote Mark Twain, the author writes, the reports of the dollar's demise have been greatly exaggerated, close quote, said Win Thin, a senior currency strategist in New York at Brown Brothers Harriman and Company, which manages about $40 billion in assets. Rising demand, when you see that word demand, just as you see the word sustainable, realize that we're talking about sustainable development. Rising demand, nowhere is that more evident than in the market for U.S. Treasuries. course. We report the bonds here in the first hour every day. This two-year bond this year, this morning, running at 0.78%, the 10-year at 3.59%, the 30-year at 4.53%. And if you go up to the Econoday website, you'll be able to see the reports today as the bond sales go down. Barclays Capital Economist said in a report at the same time, or in a report the same day, that U.S. gross domestic product may grow. See how confident they are. May grow. The next thing you know, they'll say unexpectedly, may grow 3.6% this year. Do you think it's going to? Do you think the U.S. gross domestic product, our GDP, is going to grow 3.6% this year? Where are they going to get this growth? Off their proboscis, perhaps? Well, about enough for that today. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Do stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, February the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And as some of our affiliates and micro-broadcasters were away in this first segment of the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast with their news and weather reports, We covered the last of what will be the financial news for today. Now, of course, if you're only listening to 1 hour of our two-hour broadcast, you can always access our archive page at www.oraclebroadcasting.com. Click on the show archives page, then scroll down the list. The fourth or fifth one on the list there is Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and it'll open up a huge, huge internet classroom. I like to think of it as an internet homeschool classroom, one course after another course after another course, as we start to understand more about the world that we live in, some of the things that we need to do. Now, as many of you know, I don't wallow around in the malaise of playing Ain't It Awful. I believe that's a game that you cannot win. It's so debilitating and destructive, it's so easy to slip in, and yet it's so difficult to climb out of. And as a wise physician on this broadcast and on this long train of broadcasts, I, like a wise physician, don't focus very much attention on the symptoms, and I don't worry too much about the victims. I think we will continue to have symptoms. You could think of that as the daily news. We're going to continue to have more symptoms, and we'll continue to have more victims ever so long as we refuse to take immediate action, therapeutic action, remedial action, isolate, analyze, isolate, and eliminate the disease. And in my opinion, the disease that most certainly besets us today, more so than anything else, is the established two-party political system. We see here on the news, National Tea Party Convention held down in the Opryland Hotel out of Nashville, Tennessee over the weekend. And this is typical of this disease. When we look at the established two-party political system, it's just exactly that. It's established. It's enshrined in law. It's in the election laws of each and every state of the union. All of those laws were written by the two-party system for the two-party system and to ensure the continuance of the two-party system to the exclusion of all others. Unlike Europe, Western Europe, socialized Europe, the United States of America does not have a multi-party system. We have a two-party system. Of course, there have been multiple parties, and I've read entire lists of all of the parties that I've been able to find over the years of my research. All of the various and sundry plethora of these fragmented little special interest group type parties that have sprung up. But unfortunately, none of them have ever endured long nor succeeded in any great measure. And that's the way it's going to be. So we need to become political realists as opposed to political fantasists and concentrate on the real issue, which is getting seriously involved in the established two-party political system. And we can best affect that by getting started at the local voting precinct level. Now, this is a concept that I brought out back in 2003, 2005, and again in 2008, and yet today. And still, many still focus their attention on the symptoms and on the victims on a daily basis instead of trying to cure the disease. And so what we'll try and do each and every day is add more information that you'll need to be able to figure out just how our political system actually does work or fail to work, how it was originally established in its inception, and then find ways that we can energize within that system to make the greatest advantage in the least possible time with the least amount of expense and inconvenience to you. And that doesn't mean traipsing off to the Opry Hotel. It doesn't mean going out to Washington and marching around. What it means is looking locally at your local voting precinct and beginning right where you are. This is the fundamental building block of our established two-party political system. This is the fundamental building block that was enshrined in our Constitution and the constitutions of each of the states. It's a progressive, basically a progressive system. It's like a pyramid. All the parts and pieces stack on top of each other. And so we start right where we are, in the local voting precinct, in each of the established two parties. Both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party need to be our focus right now. Why? Because as long as these parties continue to exist, the spirit of division, which besets our nation, will continue as well. And when a nation is divided, even in the Bible you can find reference to this, that when a house is divided, it cannot last. And a kingdom divided against itself will surely fall. And so we've allowed ourselves to be divided under specious party principles. And, as so many of you know, there ain't a dime's worth of difference between them. Not a dime's worth of difference. So as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are. In our towns, in our cities, in our counties, and in our states. Are you with me? Globalism is a system. It's a global system. It can be blocked. It's based upon voluntary compliance and public buy-in. Your local elected officials oftentimes are completely ignorant of what's going down on the greater scheme of things. They have been so dialogued into consensus that it's going to be up to us to counter the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in, that we must, as becoming vocal local in our local communities, attending these board meetings and the school board meetings and the water board meetings and the electrical cooperative meetings and at your county council meetings and at your city council meetings, that as we come in, we can counter their craft and guile and expose this socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of what is actually a globalist safety cult agenda. And if you think I'm just pulling that out of the air, go back and look at Agenda 21 from the United Nations. It's a book, my friends. And in Chapter 7.59, it says, promoting the development of a culture of safety. Of course, we could talk about the TSA body scanners. Or we could just reference this globalist agenda to promote a culture of safety. We need to understand that there's such a thing out there as the hazard mitigation planning system. It's a multi-jurisdictional task force system. Understand what these fusion centers are. What is the National Incident Management System? How does all of this come into play? Maybe in your local area, your local fire department has gotten a new fire truck, a big Tonka toy, and they're so proud of it, and they wash it, and they wax it, and they wash it, and they wax it. That fire truck came with money that your Congress critters received from FEMA that flowed down through the regional councils of government and then out into the community, and you, the taxpayers, had to pick up a percentile on that in order for you to have that unit over there. And that's all part of Enhanced 911. So much to learn, so little time. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we have returned once again, and so we're going to go into this a little bit deeper and try and wrap our minds around this idea, this concept of becoming vocal local. What is this broadcast all about? Where are we going with all of these various and sundry episodes, one after another, 5 days a week? Largely, it's getting to the understanding that as long as the established two-party political system is allowed to remain, it will stand between where we are today, virtually up to our neck in despotism and tyranny, and where we need to be in the very new future, which is moving endlessly into greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control. And as long as the parties continue to stand between us, we won't achieve those marks. And so we need to understand that we must set our goals in concrete, but we need to lay our plans in sand. There have been many roadblocks and many obstacles set between where we are today and where we need to go in the future, war gamed out, think tanked out, just as you know that they have been by Tavistock and Stonebridge and Brookings and so many of the others in academia, the educational system. There are so many roadblocks and obstacles that have been set between us. The idea of electronic voting devices, even though here in Missouri it would require a constitutional amendment to go there. But it was just brought in by fiat, by a fiat government, a corporation. We need to understand these things. But then at the same time, understand as well that when I'm talking about an established two-party political system, such as we have, the Republican Party, the Socialist, the Radical Red Republican Party, which started out as little more than a Marxist front group, Weidemeyer and so many of the others involved in that, and the Democratic Party, no better there, no help. This was at the time when we had the Industrial Revolution coming on us and at us, calling for another revolution and counter-revolution among the people. This war between the Industrial North, if you will, and the Agrarian South, which then, after the period of years, brought us these two established parties that we have today. But when we look at these two parties, and I talk about the abolition of the established two-party system, the political system, I'm not advocating the creation or the downstep to a one-party system. Surely from history, and we must study our history, but surely from history we can see that Trotsky and Lenin and Stalin and Mao and any of the hundreds of other one-party systems that have existed in the past, that's not the solution. And the multi-party system of Europe, that's not the solution. You can have the Christian Social Democrats and the Social Christian Democrats and the Christian Social Labor Party and the Labor Social Christian Party. That's not the solution. You know, multi-party system is actually possible for an extreme minority of the people to gain control of the system. It's just a process of elimination. So many different parties on the ballots. So many different primaries. That's not the answer. I believe sincerely that the true answer is the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And please underline the word representative. We have not had a representative system of government for so long that none of us really even understand what it is to represent. At the core of that is the word sent. Sent. These are individuals that we send. And another very important part of this little puzzle is the concept of instruction. Now, they got rid of instruction, and that's something you could Google up, Scroogle it, Dogpile it, Webfarel it, browse it, go to the libraries, look it up, the concept of instruction. But that's something they got rid of in England, but we retained it here in the colonies for some time, even after the founding of our country. But the idea of instruction is very important, because when we send, that's represent, when we present or represent ourselves in a deliberative assembly, either in the county courthouse or the town council or at the state house or in the federal government, any of those various places, when our representatives convene in a deliberative assembly, it was originally the idea that we would send them with instructions. Now, that doesn't go over too well in most circles today. It smacks of that negative code called the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not trample on my freedom. Of course, you can look to the Articles of Amendment and see those things that anyone that was going would absolutely know they couldn't touch. But unfortunately, because we no longer have a representative system of government and we no longer send our representatives away, they're like agents, agency agreements. We don't send them away with instructions, then it's just Katie bar the door. They'll do whatever they want to do, and to heck with the people at home, right? Wall Street to Main Street, balderdash. And so we look to the abolition of the established two-party political system. First of all, these two parties are corporations. They're legal fictions. They're fictions in law. And if you'll go up to the Secretary of State's website in your state, as it is here in Missouri, perhaps, you'll be able to find the Articles of Incorporation for the Missouri Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And if you do that, then you can also get their bylaws. And if you study their bylaws, as I have, you'll discover that the members of the Missouri Republican Party are the county committee men and the county committee women. Where do the county committee men and county committee women come from? They come from the local voting precincts, and you can vote for them, and it could be you. Your name could be on the ballot. And just that simply. In Missouri, there are 114 counties, of course, plus the city of St. Louis, and there's, I believe, and I might be wrong on this one, it's been a little while since I looked at it, but I think it's either 2,509 or 3,509 local voting precincts. That's a whole gob and a bunch of county committee men and county committee women, insofar as that there are two county committee men and county committee women. There's one each in each party, but there is two for each party from each voting precinct. Those are the that then flesh out or make up almost all of the politics in your local and state governments. This is what makes up your congressional district committees and your senatorial district committees, your judicial district committees, your transportation district committees, your school boards, your water boards, your extension councils. They're largely just picking from the same pool of faces. Have you ever wondered why, when you go to a public meeting, that you see the same people sitting up on the dais time after time after time, as if there were only 5 or 10 qualified people in your county, in your town? It's because they're always drawn from the same pool. That's not an absolute. We no longer believe in absolutes. Everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. As Auguste Comte, the founder of social sociology, put it, in this altruistic world where we live for others, following this specious pursuit of happiness principle, it was perverted by the philosophical radicals of Jeremy Bentham's day and John Stuart Mill back in England. The idea of the greatest good for the greatest number, from which we get now community law, community policing, the mind of Amitai, that's the only. Well, we'll continue right on the other side, things we can do and things we must do very soon.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I certainly understand that I'm not denigrating the National Tea Party effort, this Tea Party revival, as they claim, or they state, but certainly asking people to examine the roots, check out your facts, look in the closet, before you embark on another one of these emerging parties and that concept of multiple parties. Do your homework. That's what I'm asking. I think that the activism is laudable. It's certainly long overdue. Certainly it's taken 8 years now, 9, 10 years, really, to wake people up and get them stirred up. And Benjamin Bernanke and Hanky Panky Paulson and Robert Rubin and all of the masters of the finances behind the curtain have helped in that. Certainly 9/11 was a boon. The National Animal Identification System and Real ID was a boon, really. Anything that gores another man's ox wakes him up. And so we pay attention to that. But we don't want to be repented up right back into the same fallacy that we were coming from. It's not all about remaking the Republican Party. That's not going to happen. You're not going to build some new image for the Republican Party. You're not going to re-solidify and re-socialize the Democratic Party. We need to make them go away. What is the real purpose of political parties anyway? It's nothing more than to bring to the polls on election day those people that will assist each of the parties to gain proximity to or complete control of government. Beyond that, it serves little function. But it's always a bit troubling to me, this idea of these corporate-sponsored parties gaining proximity to or complete control of our government. Our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government has been set aside to advance the agenda of those who drive these two beast systems, these parts. Isn't it about time that we all start running out of months before we start running out of money? How much longer are we going to allow these corporate fascistic, you might call them whores in Congress, to continue skimming the cream off the top of the proceeds of our daily labor, just to turn it into butter for their own selves? How about it, folks? It's our grass. It's our cows. Our whole fresh milk. How much longer will we settle for these 2% skimmed, chemically contaminated, chalky lifestyles that we live today? This swill isn't fit to slop the hogs. Personally, I'm tired of being the remainder man. I'm thinking about change, and I'm not talking about dimes and nickels and pennies in my pocket. So we have this corporate-controlled, established two-party political system, which does not distill our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. It dilutes it, adulterates it. The established political parties are systems within a system. They're instruments within an instrument. They're institutions within an institution. They're legal fictions acting as continuing committees, controlled by statutes, designed by the two-party system, written by and for the two-party system, tasked with preserving and protecting this two-party system, and with the intent of prohibiting the introduction of any party opposing the established two-party system from gaining a seat at the table of power. Hence, we need to become vocal local. Absolutely has to happen. And we have time to do that in 2010. We still have time yet to energize. If you're in an area where you have a Republican stronghold, well, then choose first the Republican stronghold, Republican Party, but don't overlook the weaker hand, the Democratic Party. If you know friends that have in the past voted in the Democratic Party, encourage them to listen to these broadcasts so that they understand that this is a nonpartisan discussion. What we're talking about here is the continuation of our country, our nation. if you prefer and if you lean strongly towards globalism and you think it would be just great to live on the global plantation, well, just tune this one out. Pass it by. This broadcast will have little for you. But if you're sick and tired of being handed the dirty end of the stick, and you're ready to get started, then let's set aside all of the discussion about victims and symptoms, and let's focus on the disease. That's what we do here on Become Vocal Local on a regular basis. So we start in and we look at the basics, understand something about the system of government that we actually have. And you can just run down a litany here. I've got it all typed out in front of me. They're the precincts. Of course, then the towns and the cities and the counties and the regional councils of government and the congressional and senatorial districts and the states and the federal government. But involved in all of this and above this, we've got the Uniform Law Commission and the International Uniform Law Commission and all the legislative bill drafting agencies and all of the several states, and all this comes to us from the American Bankers Association, which created the American Bar Association, who created this Uniform Commission on Laws. It's not the official title. It just flows off the tongue a little easier, the Uniform Law Commission. The rule of law, jurisprudence, these are topics that we discuss on this broadcast. In the future, we'll talk a little bit more about Robert's Rules of Order. A man named Henry M. Robert brought order out of chaos to the gold mining communities in California. Every single one of these meetings that you attend at the local level and regional levels, all of the boards, board meetings, corporate government, they ran with this Robert's Rules of Order in the background. It's in their charters. It's in their bylaws. And so we shouldn't overlook what is this simple system of how a deliberative assembly is to be run democratically. That word is almost like poison. It's been turned into this code word for the advancement of global socialism. But we can use it when we look at Robert's Rules of Order, because we are then talking about a simple majority and a supermajority in a deliberative assembly. These are tools, things that we can be aware of, tools that are in our toolbox, things that we can use. As I have to say, those that don't know Robert's Rules of Order inevitably are ruled by it. And those that know it well rule with it. Political parties being extra-constitutional. Now, when we talk about political parties and we talk about all these various levels of government, let's not overlook the fact that with the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 and other earlier works, all of the alphabet soup of agencies that were created, not just by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but go all the way back to Abraham Springsteen and Seward and the others. You can go all the way back to George Washington if you want to and just start looking at how these agencies started creeping in. There were very few originally. After Roosevelt and his administration, we've been overrun with agencies. Think about it from the standpoint of how many people between you and the usurper, between you and the president of the corporate USA, the corporate state, between you and the president, how many people in this system do you actually have the opportunity to vote for? Do you know? Right offhand? Can you assign a name to each of those offices in that tree that's above you that you can actually vote for? And then contemplate, if you will, just how many people are making decisions, creating rules and regulations and policies and procedures in which you have absolutely no say, except yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, voluntary compliance, affirmative action. So there is that side of this as well. Let's go back down to the very beginning and look at the local voting precinct more closely. Everyone has a voter's registration card, and those of you that don't vote, that's okay. You can participate too. That's all right. I understand. I typically vote in elections, but I understand why some people don't. They don't like to register themselves as a U.S. citizen or for whatever other reason. They've come to no longer want to be a voter. That's all right. We need people to put out signs. We need people to doorbell. We need people to hand out Slim Jims. We need people to do all kinds of things, including contributing a few shekels. If you don't want to vote in the process, that's fine. But you could still be a poll watcher, couldn't you? We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again as we close out the second of our two-hour broadcast today. Of course, do give out the website and the call-in numbers at the beginning of the broadcast. You might want to make a note of it. 866-841-1065 is the call-in number. And that will remain as long as we're on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, unless they change the number. And for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may always feel free to call in at area code 512-904-8014, and we'll bring you up live on air. Back to our discussion here and closing it out for today. Again, the importance of looking at the voting precinct, always. You know, this is oftentimes something that's happening within 1,000 feet of your home, maybe a mile of your house. Instead of having to drive hundreds and hundreds of miles and dealing with people you have no clue, you have no knowledge of whatsoever, you can deal with people that you actually know, people that you could actually know, people who maybe would share the same workplaces and workspaces and are involved with the same weather phenomena that happens in your yard, and people that are mowing their yard when you're mowing theirs, and so on and so forth. It's your local voting precinct. And I mentioned the voter's card, the voter's registration card. If you look on your voter's registration card more often than not, you'll find the name assigned to your voting precinct. There's a place that you have gone to vote in the past if you are a voter. If not, there is a place where people who do vote go to vote. And that is the voting location or the polling place inside your local voting precinct. And you can contact the election authority for your county. In Missouri, they are the county clerks. And you can ask them for a photocopy of your local voting precinct map. It's a territory. It's distinct. It's terra firma. It has bounds. It has boundaries. And for you as a political activist working in the 2010 election cycle and towards our 2012 meltdown time, when we really have to have everything in place, this will be a map that you'll use to wage your campaigns. Getting to know the various places around in the county or in your local voting precinct, who are the principals here? Who are the centers of influence? What businesses are located inside your local voting precinct? Are there any schools in your voting precinct? Churches? Places where people congregate on a regular basis? Where are the most prominent intersections? Keep a list. Keep a chart. At the various elections that come along, where do the most signs show up from time to time? Who is the person that will almost inevitably give room for a 4x8 sign to promote a candidate? Note the party. Which party do they typically support? On your street, in your block, around your home. Get to know your local voting precinct. This is more than just political activism. This is actually restarting, if you will, or kickstarting or jumpstarting our country. We've lost touch with who we are and whose we are. Most people really don't even know who they are. They couldn't answer those two questions. If you ask them, who are you and whose are you, they might give you this funny, queer, blank stare. Wouldn't really be able to answer that. Perhaps you can't answer those questions for yourself. But as we begin on this journey, as we embark on this journey of understanding, greater understanding, not just the physical nature of our beings, but our spiritual nature of our beings as well, it's well advised to know just who you are and whose you are. So there's much that can be done right in the local voting precinct. You could perhaps sign up to be an election judge. If not an election judge, get on the internet and find out about poll watching. If you don't have access to an internet-connected computer, find people that do. But be sure and remember that you have a county library somewhere, surely, maybe a town library, city library, where you could use the computers there. If you'd like to download copies of these broadcasts and you're listening on terrestrial radio, feel free to stop off at your local library. You have complete free access, open access, to all of the Oracle Broadcasting hosts, archives. Go right up to the show archives page, click on that. Scroll down until you get to Become Vocal Local, click on that. And you could download on Winamp or any other sound processor the various broadcasts of your desire. And then you can listen to them whenever your hands are busy and your mind is free, commuting to and from work, in the house, changing the baby's diaper, making the bread, doing whatever you need to do, the chores, out gardening. You could listen to these broadcasts several times until these ideas actually become your ideas and they'll leap out of your mouth spontaneously when you need them most, which will usually be at a grocery store, at a laundromat, a gas station line, someplace like that, or at a local meeting. It's not necessary to build up a ironclad institution, but you might think of forming a local voting precinct group. If you have space in your house, maybe you have a daylight basement or something like that with a rec room, you might be able to invite people, if you're comfortable with that, into your home so that they could get together and you could go through this various research with them and ask them to bring ideas that they've found and come across, things that are interesting to them and concerning to them, and start to energize within this established two-party political system as if your life depended on it, as if your property depended on it, because it surely does, my friends. It certainly does. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are fleeting concepts in the advance of globalism. Try and discern the difference. You know, as they say, learn to discern. Hal Anthony gives us that little phrase. But learn to discern. Run the antennas of discernment up all the way. When you're involved in some of these various and sundry groups, discern between those that are trying to repent you, get you back into the fold, and those that are actually moving towards greater and greater freedom and away from tyranny and despotic control over your life. Those that have hidden agendas and those that have not. How much more noble a concept can we have than to reach for freedom and property? Life, liberty, and property, as John Locke styled it. Of course, those that listen to this broadcast on a regular basis know that your life is your chiefest, most property. And when you look at the goals of the Communist Manifesto and you look at the phrase, the abolition of private property, my friends, that just lets you know that you're on the chopping block. Your very life is your most important property, and the abolition of private property is the abolition of you individually. You no longer matter. You are subsumed under the greatest good of the greatest number. You're subsumed under the needs of the community. Community organizers like Barry the Usurper, and when I say that, I'm talking about the president, ostensibly. But Barry the Usurper was in Chicago a community organizer. Perhaps he is well versed in the rules for radicalism and other things. He's probably completely down with the ideas that are advanced by Cass Sunstein and others. But radicalism is a term applied to the principles held by persons who are strongly opposed to conservative thought and action. The term has been used in political language in Great Britain since the early 1900s, I would say even earlier than that. And today, conservatives consider the British Labour Party a radical organization. In the United States, radical is sometimes applied to persons who favor liberal or progressive legislation. The name radicalism changes in meaning from one generation to the next, for the radicals of one generation may advocate the policies that the next generation may accept as a matter of course. And that's right out of the World Book Encyclopedia. What is conservative today was once radical. What was liberal one day becomes conservative in the next, each generation. Changing hats. These are largely specious terms. These are the terms used by change agents and political party supporters. Our founders, nowhere, even James Madison, even George Washington, our founders in the founding documents nowhere advocated the establishment of political parties. They abhorred it. They cautioned you against it, warned you against factions and parties because they knew they divided the people. Well, that's all we have time for today. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Thank you for our new affiliates. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.